Blog Talk Radio.
The Main Street Montana Project, Executive Order Number 04-2014.
Governor Steve Bullock initiated the Main Street Montana Project in early 2013 by enlisting the services of two of Montana's most respected and accomplished business leaders, Larry Simpkins, CEO of the Washington Companies, and Bill Johnstone, CEO of D.A. Davidson Companies.
The goal of the project was and is to create a dynamic private-public partnership to build and implement a business plan for Montana by Montanans, its strengths and challenges. Main Street Montana Project Plan was released in early April 2014. It identifies five pillars upon which the plan is built.
Pillar 1, train and educate tomorrow's workforce today. Pillar 2, create a climate that attracts, retains, and grows businesses. Pillar 3, build upon Montana's economic foundation. Pillar 4, market Montana. Pillar 5, nurture emerging industries and encourage innovation.
Roz Douglas, CIB's innovator, sees the Main Street Montana project as an opportunity to serve the best interest of the entirety of Montana's industries. Even though CIB is mainly construction industry related, the innovation can be used in all industries in Montana to accomplish these goals.
The Main Street Montana Project. The 13 key industry networks, KIMS, are
energy and utilities, financial services, food and agriculture, health and wellness, housing and education, innovation and technology, interconnectivity and telecommunications, manufacturing, natural resources, nonprofit, small business and downtown, tourism, transportation.
CIB agent Ross Douglas will be attending the Housing and Construction Key Industry Network. Contractors Information Bureau, CIB, innovator and co-founder Rasta K. Douglas Waleed, a.k.a. Ross Douglas, was invited to attend the 2016 Housing and Construction Key Industry Network, KIN. Led by Dick Anderson, CEO of Dick Anderson Construction, and Brad and Greg McCall, co-owners of McCall Homes.
The Housing and Construction, KIN, will be asked to identify both opportunities for and challenges to growth in Montana's housing and construction industries. Members of this KIN will discuss and formulate goals and objectives that will facilitate growth and prosperity in the industry. Congratulations, Roz Douglas. You deserve it. And like you always say, construction is the mother of all industries.
Good morning, Montana. This is Ross Douglas, Rasta K. Douglas Waleed, a.k.a. Ross Douglas, CEO and innovator of the Contractors Information Bureau. Also, member of the Housing and Construction KIN, Main Street Montana Project. What a show we have for you today, Montana. It is 6:30 a.m., a little bit after. We've got few people going to be calling in sometime, but the show is going to be from 6:30 to 8 o'clock, and we'll be talking about the Main Street Montana Project, Housing and Construction KIN. Also, we'll be talking about Energy and Utilities KIN. We all have a lot of things in common. We're going to go through the roll call here. Energy and utilities, Ken. We have a financial services key industry network, a food and agriculture network, health and wellness network. We also have a housing and construction network. We know about that one. Innovation and technology network, interconnectivity and telecommunications network, a manufacturing network, a natural resources network. Also, we have a nonprofit network, a small business and downtown network, tourism, and transportation. 13 key industry networks. We're going to go over the five pillars of which this program was built upon. And one of the first of the five pillars is train and educate tomorrow's workforce today. Create a climate that attracts, retains, and grows businesses. Pillar 3, build upon Montana's economic foundation. And pillar 4, one of my favorites, market Montana. And pillar number 5, nurture emerging industries and encourage innovation. And that is what the show is about. That is what the Main Street Montana Project is about and the five key pillars that allow this program to operate. Some of us might not be on the call, on the line, might not know about the Main Street Montana Project. If you go to MainStreetMontanaProject.com, that is the official website of Governor Steve Bullock's Main Street Montana Project. You can look on there and you can find detailed information about who are the major players as far as the co-chairs. The co-chair of the Housing and Construction, Ken, are Dick Anderson Construction. We have Brad and Greg McCall from McCall Homes. And about 30 other outstanding professionals, builders, housing and construction network members from around the state. We've got to meet in January, February, and March 2016. And wow, it was so much information. It was very, very overwhelming. Not nothing that we couldn't handle, but just to hear of what is going on in the housing and construction industries in Montana and what needs to be done. It was a great idea from the Governor Steve Bullock's administration, getting all of the professionals in key industry networks together. I was fortunate to participate. We got an invitation in December. Mine happened to show up around Christmas Eve. At least that's when I checked my email that day. I was just, you know, not only overwhelmed, I deserve it. To be a part of the industry professionals throughout the state. I know a lot of different organizations. I'm from the Contractors Information Bureau, so we're a platform. And a lot of the other organizations are older organizations that have been around for a long time. So whatever I'm going to share with you today dealing with the housing and construction, Ken, if you're involved in any of the other key industry networks, some of the information we took from our surveys and just sharing information with each other, we have a lot of the same problems going on throughout each key industry network. And one of the main issues is workforce development. So we're going to really get into these things this morning. We're going to talk a lot about not only just problems, but solutions. What I know about solutions right now is some of these solutions just don't fit. Only thing that's going to work right now is innovation. Innovation. And when I say innovation, I'm talking about new ways to not do the same old thing. We got to do something new to get to where we're going now. It won't be the same old thing. So these pillars, five pillars of the program, will give Montana an ideal of what we need to do. And if we stick to these pillars, we'll find out a lot. Now, when I talk about the Main Street Montana Project Plan, it was released in early April of 2014, and it identifies the pillars upon which the plan was built. Okay? And pillar one, again, was train and educate tomorrow's workforce today. Create a climate that attracts, retains, and grows businesses. That's pillar two. Pillar three is build upon Montana's economic foundation. Pillar four is market Montana. And pillar number five is nurture emerging industries and encourage innovation. And that's what our Housing and Construction Key Industry Network was about. It's about encouraging innovation, coming up with ideas that were out of the box. And our job was to give Governor Steve Bullock and his administration not only ideas, but a plan to work, something that we could operate off the plan. Infrastructure was on the table. You know, that was really, really one of the main things we all talked about. But what we didn't get deep into when we say infrastructure, yes, we're talking about roads, we're talking about schools, we're talking about irrigation, we're talking about wastewater, we're talking about dams, we're talking about airports, we're talking about transit, we're talking about transportation. One thing else that I like to bring to the table as far as infrastructure is the information, okay? Let me say that again. I'm talking about the information that comes from all of the government agencies. We need to update our infrastructure when it comes to information. We have information, but a lot of information is not available. It's not being processed, and I like to make that inclusive with this discussion today. We're going to stay focused because it's all about the Main Street Montana project, but we're going to stay focused and add some other ideals, especially when it comes to infrastructure. We're an IT company, and information needs to be shared amongst all of the agencies and some of the private organizations throughout the state, and I want to add that to the infrastructure list, even though infrastructure is specifically things like roads and highways and transportation and schools, et cetera, okay? Well, anyway, we're at the start of our show this morning. We've got a few callers. Well, we got a few people on the line. I'm going to run back a little bit about Montana's Main Street Montana project. If you can bear with us for a moment, we're going to hear a little bit about the project and some of the audio files that we have.
The Main Street Montana Project, Executive Order Number 04-2014.
Governor Steve Bullock initiated the Main Street Montana Project in early 2013 by enlisting the services of two of Montana's most respected and accomplished business leaders, Larry Simpkins, CEO of the Washington Companies, and Bill Johnstone, CEO of D.A. Davidson Companies.
The goal of the project was and is to create a dynamic private-public partnership to build and implement a business plan for Montana by Montanans, its strengths and challenges. The Main Street Montana Project Plan was released in early April 2014. It identifies five pillars upon which the plan is built.
Pillar 1, train and educate tomorrow's workforce today. Pillar 2, create a climate that attracts, retains, and grows businesses. Pillar 3, build upon Montana's economic foundation. Pillar 4, market Montana. Pillar 5, nurture emerging industries and encourage innovation.
Roz Douglas, CIB's innovator, sees the Main Street Montana project as an opportunity to serve the best interest of the entirety of Montana's industries. Even though CIB is mainly construction industry related, the innovation can be used in all industries in Montana to accomplish these goals.
The Main Street Montana Project. The 13 key industry networks, KIMS, are
energy and utilities, financial services, food and agriculture, health and wellness, housing and education, innovation and technology, interconnectivity and telecommunications, manufacturing, natural resources, nonprofit, small business and downtown, tourism, transportation.
CIB agent Ross Douglas will be attending the Housing and Construction Key Industry Network.
Hello, this is your host, Douglas, Contractors Information Bureau and Main Street Montana Project Housing and Construction Key Industry Network member. Wanted to play that opening again. We've got a few people that are just showing up. The time for 6:30 was a great time to start the show, especially on this Friday. It was a good opportunity for us, as well as we like getting up early, and we've got a lot of early birds that have a little time in the morning in case you're commuting on your way to work or you're already sitting at your office desk. And once again, this is not just for the housing and construction kin. However, we're going to talk about all the program, but we're going to go into detail about the Housing and Construction Key Industry Network, and we're going to talk about some of the problem statements that we were able to turn in to Governor Steve Bullock. We took a survey early in January 2016, and that survey had 88 different questions and answers. And when we first came to the first meeting, we didn't know what we were going to talk about, be honest. We all have our own individual problems, solutions, and ideals about what we believe the industry should be doing. But one thing that we all have in common, and this is what was unique about the Housing and Construction Kin, is we have some of the same problems. And we're talking about issues with some of the, not the department heads, but the way some of the departments operate. It was told to me and shared with me, and I heard a lot of different things, and I'm a great negotiator. So when you're telling me a problem, my mind is thinking about, what did you do to solve that problem? Are you telling me out of anger, or are you telling me because you're just frustrated and you don't know what to do? Well, my experience over the three meetings was not only were the Housing and Construction Key Industry Network members upset, they were actually experiencing things throughout the industry that was not appropriate, just slow-ups in the process of when some of our building contractors and housing construction professionals are submitting permits. It's taking more than the 30 days or the 60 days. Whatever the allotted time was to get these building permits, you've got companies that have people sitting on unemployment because they can't go to work until the permit is processed. So to me, that's not innovation. That's a problem. So you're slowing up the money. Sometimes, however, the other side of that is when some of the permits are issued or in the process of being considered to be issued, some of them aren't complete. I've heard from a lot of building officials throughout the state, a lot of contractor trades and architects who turn in information to obtain these permits, but they don't have the full package. So the project gets delayed, which costs everyone more money, more time, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So these were some of the things that were shared with me about, you know, what needs to be done and what we could do to make this happen. I call this overdetermination. It's something that I'm sure all the other Main Street Montana Project kins ran into. And when you have a lot of information sometimes, you can overdeterminate. And it usually overdetermination often occurs when the exact definition of a subject is uncertain. So even though we're 30 different professionals, we're coming from 30 different backgrounds, 30 different characters, 30 different experiences, but we have some things that are common, and one is customer service. A lot of the kins felt in the housing and construction key industry network that our government is not customer friendly, that we're processing us and we're forgetting the main key that the customer is king, that we want to be treated like we are customers. And that is something that's very, very, very important. And when you look at that, you can see that sometimes that can happen. And so hopefully these discussions will bring about new types of discussions about customer service and the customer being king. Treat the private industry government as if we are the customers. And actually, we are. And actually, I treat government like they're customers too, because it works both ways. Like I was talking about earlier, some of the problems that the housing and construction kin shared with me, some of them they could be resolved, and some of them do not have maybe the patience or the negotiation skills or tactics to resolve some of these problems on their own. So coming together, we as the housing and construction kin, one of our main problem statements was about problems. Share the problem statement with you. It's government housing and construction stakeholders do not communicate well enough to achieve efficient and coordinated delivery of projects. Let's read that again. Problem statement one, and this is one of the statements that was given to Governor Steve Bullock and his administration from the Housing and Construction Key Industry Network. And problem statement one is, government, housing, and construction stakeholders do not communicate well enough to achieve efficient and coordinated delivery of projects. Okay. Of course, there is frustration among state government agencies and private industry related to construction permitting, policy, and regulatory decisions, and timeliness. The current project review system is fragmented due to a lack of coordination and understanding among agencies and the private sector. A project review and delivery system is needed to move projects through the review process in a more efficient manner. Review and permitting delays are costly and difficult to manage in the industry. Delays can cause difficulties managing work crews and staff, reduction in funding for projects, and overall lack of responsiveness to the market demand for construction and development. In addition, legal battles continue to direct monies towards disputes rather than towards solutions for economic growth and business development. Legal decisions do not meet the needs of the marketplace and create additional constraints in the industry and within the government, which may cause additional spending or regulation. By national standards, though, Montana's regulatory process is efficient and achieves a balance between progress and the protection of public safety and the natural environment, but there is room for improvement. Development of a process for regular review and updates in these regulations will create an environment of economic growth and improved quality of life for all residents. The result will be enhanced predictability, which incentivizes the increased investment in Montana. Montana has examples of successful collaborative councils that address critical local issues and facilitate growth in real time. These efforts foster communication and understanding between stakeholders that lead to creative solutions. The Housing and Construction Kin believes that government and industry are partners in progress and should operate in a more collaborative manner. To assess and rapidly respond to the economic opportunities ahead, the kin members proposed the creation of a governor's-appointed collaborative council assigned to act in Montana's interests. To assess and rapidly respond to the opportunities ahead, the kin members are proposing the creation of a forum empowered to act in the industry's and state's interests. Now, also, we have a Ken recommendation. And the Ken recommendation for the problem statement one is this: create a governor-appointed housing and construction collaborative council comprised of both public and private industry members, government representatives, ombudsman, the governor's house, champion, and infrastructure czar will lead this council. It includes agency directors of the Department of Environmental Quality, the Department of Natural Resources, the Department of Commerce, the Department of Labor and Industry, the State Fund, Montana's Department of Transportation, the Governor's Office of Economic Development, and the Building Codes Advisory Board representative. Private representatives include chief executive officers of major construction employers and housing developers in Montana, Montana's Building Industry Association, Montana Contractors Association, Montana Association of Realtors, Montana Association of Planners, American Council of Engineering Companies, also called ACEC, Montana Association of Counties, Montana Infrastructure Coalition, the Montana's Bankers Association, the Business Construction Organization CEOs, and others to be determined as necessary. The council will be appointed and in place as soon as possible. We'll meet quarterly and begin to address the following list of issues. Additional issues will be added for review as the council evolves. 1. Create a tiered environmental review and permitting fee system based on impact, cost, and complexity. 2. Provide recommendations to help guide and implement continuous regulatory process improvement. Consider peer review by adjacent states for best practices and process improvement. 4. Designate permitting fees to fund staffing for compliance and process review. 5. Implement total quality management, TQM, principals and state agencies. That's back to that customer is king, customer service again. 6. Improve staff compensation to reduce continuous staff turnover and retraining. Incentivize process improvements by rewarding agency employees for innovation and collaboration. 8. Streamline licensing issues and timeline delays from the Bureau of Licensing, which is causing barriers to the entry of work for certain licensed fields. 9. Redirect DEQ's understanding of the stormwater regulations and create a separate section of the law for residential stormwater compliance. Responsibilities in the charter for the council will include: create best practice for local and state engagement by demonstrating effective collaboration. Create a process that is continuously improved Montana's regulatory environment without compromising public safety and environmental quality. I remember who said that one. Responsibility of every participant. Identify current issues. Change what can be changed. Develop common understanding of work and coordination of agency and industry. Address timeline for regulations. Shorten timeliness from proposal to permit and ensure quality submissions by contractors. Create a process for development of collaborative solutions for project, permit, and program challenges. Address customer service delivery issues. The council reviews proposed policy and gives opinion, recommendation prior to policy development. Review and revise the mission statements of agencies to be more customer-focused. Create a business partnership between government and industry. Provide a mechanism for receiving input from both public and private entities that have identified ongoing and upcoming issues that impede growth in this industry. The council will address the agencies about specific decisions and recommendations. Agencies can rebut with justification in writing. These rebuttals will be taken to the governor for resolution. Council's measures of success. A reduction in the amount of time between submission and DEQ, DNRC, and MDT permit reviews. A revision of the Sherlock ruling, exempt wells in rural residential development and replace with a collaborative solution. Set a maximum number of reviews. Set a maximum number of reviews being done by DEQ, MDT, and DNRC at any one time. Clear and predictable processes with consistent outcomes. Decrease in number of days from grant to contract. Programs and projects that are efficient. Streamline permitting and regulatory processes. Greater use of existing resources for agencies and private industry. Increase staffing for permitting and regulatory agencies to ensure appropriate levels for the development activity forecasted in the market. Our economic development benefit. The benefits of creating the council are creating a communication platform that is focused on resolving development issues, streamlining of permitting and environmental review processes, improve transparency and predictability of time and resources required for permitting and environmental review. Improve the investment environment for economic development and job creation. Establish permitting costs and time requirements that are proportional to the proposed project or action. Improve the financial viability of projects by increasing the amount and efficiency of investment in economic activity. Support adequate staffing and resources, and focus resources on innovation and improvement rather than historical methods and means. Wow, that was some good information right there. That was problem statement one. And solutions, as well as recommendations to the governor of what the housing and construction industry needs in order to resolve these processes, especially in the regulatory and the permitting process. These were very, very detailed information. If you are just now tuning into the show, we were fortunate about 2 o'clock this morning to upload to the CIB TV. If you go to youtube.com/CIB TV, you will be able to see the new video presentation. It's the CIB video tribute and report about the Main Street Montana project and the Housing and Construction Key Industry Network. This information will be posted, is actually already online right now. This is an hour and 20-minute video that takes us through my experience from January 2016, February 2016, and March 2016. We recorded data to share with the whole entire construction industry. We'll talk about CIB later, but the attention is on Montana's housing and construction industry. And this information, as far as the problem statement, number one, number two, number three, and number four, are inclusive in the CIB video tribute to the Main Street Montana Project Housing and Construction Key Industry Network. So, and it's 30-second interval, so you can read just what I wrote. If you were not included in any of the Housing and Construction Key Industry Network decisions, if you are just tuning in, you do not know about it, that information is available on the CIB TV. We've made a video. It is actually uploaded today. It's a new 4K video, so I see a few little spots where YouTube or either our software didn't do is what it should do, but if you want a copy of that video, we will be sending it out to all of the Housing and Construction Key Industry Network members. So I just wanted to read that. We're going to go through problem statement number 2, problem statement number 3, problem statement number 4, but we need to take a break and hear from our sponsors. We'll be back shortly.
Thank you for calling the Contractors Information Bureau, where construction meets commerce. If you're not a member already, why not become one when we return to the line? Membership is for individuals, consumers, all contractor trades, professionals in all categories, and government departments and employees of all municipalities. If you work in the construction industry, register today and let the industry know about you. Creating your industry profile at CIBMontana.com or CIBAmerica.com is a great start.
The Montana Contractor Trades Network, MCTN, presents Montana's Infrastructure 2017. Join our host, Rasta K. Douglas Waleed, CEO and innovator of the Contractors Information Bureau, CIB, and key industry network members of the Main Street Montana Project Housing and Construction, KIM, as they discuss Governor Steve Bullock's Build Montana proposal for the 2017 session, a $200 million investment that will be funded through a responsible mix of cash and bonds. The first show is Sunday, May 15, 2016. At 7 p.m. on www.blogtalkradio.com/MCTN. Don't miss this show. The Main Street Montana Project, Executive Order Number 04. -2014.
Governor Steve Bullock initiated the Main Street Montana Project in early 2013 by enlisting the services of two of Montana's most respected and accomplished business leaders, Larry Simpkins, CEO of the Washington Companies, and Bill Johnstone, CEO of D.A. Davidson Companies.
The goal of the project was and is to create a dynamic private-public partnership to build and implement a business plan for Montana by Montanans, its strengths and challenges. The Main Street Montana Project Plan was released in early April 2014. It identifies 5 pillars upon which the plan is built.
Pillar 1, train and educate tomorrow's workforce today. Pillar 2, create a climate that attracts, retains, and grows businesses. Pillar 3, build upon Montana's economic foundation. Pillar 4, market Montana. Pillar 5, nurture emerging industries and encourage innovation.
Roz Douglas, CIB's innovator, sees the Main Street Montana Project as an opportunity to serve the best interest of the entirety of Montana's industries. Even though CIB is mainly construction industry related, the innovation can be used in all industries in Montana to accomplish these goals.
The Main Street Montana Project. The 13 key industry networks, KIMs, are
energy and utilities, financial services, food and agriculture, health and wellness, housing and education, innovation and technology, interconnectivity and telecommunications, manufacturing, natural resources, nonprofit, small business and downtown, tourism, transportation.
CIB agent Ross Douglas will be attending the Housing and Construction Key Industry Network.
Hello, thank you, and welcome to the show. The CIB video report is up and online on the YouTube.com/CIBTV. You can see the video presentation. Actually, it's a tribute to the Main Street Montana project itself. It just happened to be coming from the housing and construction kin, something we all say at CIB, that construction and housing are the mothers of all industries. That is true. You can see the creative. I don't think any other of the kins made a video report for the whole industry or for the whole program or for Governor Bullock's housing and construction kin, as well as the Main Street Montana project. You know what I'm trying to say. Innovation is in all of us. But the housing and construction kin, we were able to meet just for three times. I mean, I believe some of the other kins got to meet a little bit longer. But one thing we all have in common, we've got some of the same problems. Workforce development, retaining good people. Then there's also real issues that are relevant, and that's Montana's economic growth and job growth development. We have elders that are getting older, that are leaving. Millennials are coming in, and some of them don't know what they want to do. So it's really hard to, you know, keep a good employee. And it's hard for employees to find a good employer. So I believe this Main Street Montana project was timely. Far as the administration, it was perfect to create this dialogue. This is really the Main Street Montana project, in my view, is the algorithm. It's the algorithm for Montana's housing, construction industries, all of the 13 kins. It's what is going to produce not only just the dialogue, but it's going to produce some end results. Things don't happen overnight, Montana. It took a while to get in this disposition. It'll take a little time to get out. However, I believe things are going to be stimulated a lot more, especially having this program today. I don't see anything out there other than the Main Street Montana project itself, but anyone else pushing what happened and what has been shared. It's the Contractors Information Bureau. It's our job when we represent all 46,000 Montana contractor trades and professionals. It's our job to produce this type of information and put it back out so that way the legislature, we know that other industry professionals who didn't attend this meeting, they know somebody is working on the project, on the problem. That's very, very important. We want to share that. We all are one when it comes to Montana's interests and needs, but we all have different views and different ideals of how we're going to get there. Okay? But this show is one of the keys of us distributing and disseminating information. CIB is a platform, just like the Main Street Montana Project. It's a platform. It's not just an organization. It's a platform. So it's disseminating information about all of Montana's 13 key industries. And there's some industries that are not inclusive as far as the 13. There's other industries. However, these 13 key industry networks are very important because they allow us to focus in on specific things. And we're going to talk about those 13 key industry networks. We're going to just do a roll call. Energy and utilities. Is anyone from the energy and utilities in the house? Please give us a call. How about the financial services? Anyone from financial services on the line? Please give us a call. The food and agriculture key industry network. We have health and wellness. Of course, I'm here representing the housing and construction industry. Is anyone from the housing and construction industry on the line? Please give us a call. The innovation and technology. Is there anyone out there from the innovation and technology? Please give us a call. Interconnectivity and telecommunications. I read a lot about all these networks. Please give us a call. Manufacturing. very important right now. Natural resources, that's one of the other kins. The nonprofit key industry network, that was the last one to get evolved. There was 12, that was the 13th one, and they picked who was going to be the co-chair of that particular key industry network. It's available online. The Small Business and Downtown. Wow, this is a really good one. Tourism. Okay, I see this one here. And the Transportation Key Industry Network. If you're on the line, please give us a call if you're listening. Represent your key industry network. This is not the first. This is the first show. There are several other shows that we'll be doing on the Montana Main Street Montana project. So this is not the only show. So if you missed the first one, I want you to listen to what we're going to be discussing. If you want to bring your experience and share it with all of Montana, this is what the ideal is. Okay, we're going to move into problem statement number two. And this is the second problem statement that the Housing and Construction Key Industry Network, the KIN, gave to Governor Bullock when we left in March. I believe he got this in April, a few days before, actually the Friday before his birthday, April the 10th. I know these things because I've been keeping in touch. We've been putting together so much data and information that we had to know what everyone was doing. So here's problem statement number two. And before I get into this, we also want to remind you that CIB's tribute to the Main Street Montana Project, the Housing and Construction KIN, the video presentation is online at CIBTV. And that's at YouTube/CIBTV. Look for it. Look at the video. It is just nothing but great information about the Main Street Montana project itself, but also it takes you in detail about the Housing and Construction KIN and the problems that we are facing in Montana. I know for a fact we have over 100,000 construction individuals, professionals, government agency employees, as well as contractor trades and their individual employees. So this information, if you want to know where our industry is going, this is the video to look at. And something special that's included in the video is the 88 Key Industry Network, the first survey that we took. There were only four problems that we turned into Governor Bullock, but there are 84 other issues out in our industry that did not even get discussed. So we're going to talk about them on the show. We won't be able to get all 84 in, but we will over the time. But you can see all 84 in the video presentation. It's update video. It's very, very professional. And we also have a special guest in the video who is talking to Montana about innovation and technology. No, it's not me. It's the CEO, or actually, no, it's the Chief Executive Officer of Google, Dr. Eric Schmidt, and his visit to the Montana Economic Development Job Summit in Butte with Senator Max Baucus and his staff, put on that stellar show with PayPal. You know who was there, Google. We have the whole list. But there's a piece that he's talking about in the video report that we had to include that gives you an idea, because you won't take it from me. You guys won't take it from me. You will take it from the billion-dollar Google executive chairman who gave policymakers suggestions on how to grow the economy, how to create the jobs, and what innovation was going to do. So I'm just trying to lead you to the video presentation. It's on YouTube, /CIBMontana.com. If you want, if you're a part of any of the KINs and you want your own copy of that, give us a call. You can either download it yourself or you can get the hard copy presentation from us and look at it at home in your own video recorder player. Okay? So look forward to it. YouTube.com/CIBTV. It's the tribute to the Main Street Montana Project, Housing and Construction Ken. It's just more inclusive, and some of us who, you know, like to learn on our own, that is the video is the best way to go. So right now we're going to talk about problem statement number two. Now I want you to hold on a little bit because this is the issue that Governor Bullock has to deal with, and it's the infrastructure problem. Our network, we've seen this problem. It's been disguised in many different ways. We know our industry right now is $200 million short. So this isn't a political hijack, but, you know, my industry's $200 million short, which means there's a lot of jobs that didn't get filled and a lot of projects that didn't get completed, and I'm disappointed with it. However, all we can do is move forward right now and hope in 2017 the 2017 session will resolve this problem once and for all. But in order to do this, we need to educate legislature about the current infrastructure problem, our D-minus in our schools, et cetera, et cetera. So problem statement number two from the Housing and Construction Ken, delivered to Governor Bullock before his birthday, April the 10th, 2016 this year. Here we go. Montana's infrastructure is in bad shape, and there is a shortage of funding resources for infrastructure and capital improvements in Montana. Montana's infrastructure grades are this: D minus for schools. You got a D plus, Montana, in our wastewater, a C minus in our dams, a C minus in our drinking water. We've got a C for irrigation canals and waterways. We have a C in transportation, a C plus as far as our transit systems are concerned, and a B minus in our solid waste. Well, I'm glad that one was kind of, you know, at least it had a B. We got a bunch of D's, C's, and B's. This looks like a report card of somebody who goes to school but is not studying or is missing something. A C minus? Woo! Wow, I couldn't take that home to my parents. I'm certainly sure there's a lot of Montana youth out there. You come home with a C minus report card and you've got a D minus in school and a D plus in the wastewater. What you drinking, you know? C minus in the dams. You got a C minus, in the drinking water. It's a D plus in the wastewater. A C in irrigation canals and waterways. You got a C for transportation, a C plus in transit, and a B minus in the solid waste. So our total GPA, grade point average, is a C minus. And this information was put together by the Montana Division of the, I'll find them right now, the American Society of Civil Engineers, the Montana Division. We had a gentleman who was in the Housing and Construction Ken that company participated in this. And if it wasn't for this guy, it was the WGM group, they gave us the information. And by having this information, I downloaded it after the second meeting and before the second meeting, and I was on point for the second meeting, and I'm very thankful, Brent, that you bought this information for it. We appreciate WGM. I'm certainly sure you were part of the process as well, but thank you for letting me know that this infrastructure report was done. It's the 2014 report card. Okay, let's finish on. Montana's infrastructure is suffering from old age, deferred maintenance, and a lack of critical investment for capacity building that allows economic development. The 2014 report card for Montana's infrastructure, compiled by the American Society of Civil Engineers, ASCE. Montana relies heavily on property taxes for local infrastructure funding, including Special Improvement District, SID, Rural Special Improvement District, RSID, and bond initiatives. Local communities and state agencies need access to additional funding mechanisms that do not place the entire burden of infrastructure funding on property owners. The existing state funding programs provide a fraction of the revenue required to repair existing infrastructure, let alone provide for capacity building for economic development and growth. Many former Montana residents are making important life-changing decisions and are moving back to Montana to start a new business venture. Communities with sound infrastructure and attractive livability factors will be the places people choose to live and start their businesses. High-quality workforce and good schools for their children are essential. Communities that accommodate an active daily lifestyle and high-quality cultural environment will be the place these people choose to start their new businesses and invest their assets. Strategic investment in public infrastructure should strive to leverage 5 to 7 times the private sector investment in redevelopment and economic growth. In other words, for every $10 million in public infrastructure investment strategically directed, $50 to $7 million in private sector investment will be incentivized. This investment in infrastructure will create thousands of permanent jobs in Montana and provide for the future growth of our economy. We need that $200 million, Montana. Make sure you talk to your legislature. Make it happen. Historically, the legislative process uses infrastructure funding to balance the final state budget, and funding is often a casualty of partisan discord. Did you hear that, Montana? Let me read that again. Historically, the legislative process uses infrastructure funding to balance the final state budget, and funding is often a casualty of partisan discord. The funding levels are largely based on limited revenue projections rather than the needs assessment and prioritization through the financial analysis and cost of deferred maintenance and repair. 2-year legislative funding cycles do not provide a long-term or reliable revenue source for economic development, community development, or business investment. An example is that many contractors are unable to purchase expensive equipment without some assurance that infrastructure funding sources will be stable and predictable. To respond to the opportunities ahead, the Housing and Construction Key Industry Network members are proposing the following action. This is the KIN recommendation. Number 2, increase the fuel tax by 10% per gallon for transportation and infrastructure funding. This enables the funding to cover all aspects of infrastructure and not just roads and bridges. The funding must cover the necessary state match to bring federal dollars into the state for infrastructure projects. 2, consider a visitor tax for community infrastructure needs. 3, establish an infrastructure czar at the cabinet level to coordinate infrastructure programs across state agencies. Use the Road Information Program, TRIP, report in addition to the engineer's report to coordinate policy and decisions within the industry. 4, coordinate county and community efforts to prepare capital improvement plans on 20-year cycles. 5, prepare a best practices analysis of infrastructure funding by peer states. 6, educate legislature on needs of the state and work with legislature to establish a long-term capital improvement program for the entire state in all funding categories. The policy should incentivize smart development patterns which promote redevelopment, infill, and higher density, mixed-use neighborhoods, a focus towards controlling the geographic range of communities which match the tax base must be considered to holistically maintain the necessary and anticipated infrastructure. 8, Preservation of our rural and agriculture environment is part of the policy. The economic development benefits of infrastructure investment are clear. A solid infrastructure policy will serve as a catalyst for investment and will strengthen the image of Montana as a great place to live, work, and own a business. Montana's current economic resurgence is based in part on the notion that entrepreneurs and business owners can live and work where they vacation. Factors influencing the decisions to start a new business venture include infrastructure availability, community livability, workforce skills and availability, and the quality of education available. Wow. That was problem statement number two. It is time once again for a brief break. We'll be back.
The Main Street Montana Project, Executive Order Number 04-2014.
Governor Steve Bullock initiated the Main Street Montana Project in early 2013 by enlisting the services of two of Montana's most respected and accomplished business leaders, Larry Simpkins, CEO of the Washington Companies, and Bill Johnstone, CEO of D.A. Davidson Companies.
The goal of the project was and is to create a dynamic private-public partnership to build and implement a business plan for Montana by Montanans, its strengths and challenges. Main Street Montana Project Plan was released in early April 2014. It identifies five pillars upon which the plan is built.
Pillar 1, train and educate tomorrow's workforce today. Pillar 2, create a climate that attracts, retains, and grows businesses. Pillar 3, build upon Montana's economic foundation. Pillar 4, market Montana. Pillar 5, nurture emerging industries and encourage innovation.
Roz Douglas, CIB's innovator, sees the Main Street Montana Project as an opportunity to serve the best interest of the entirety of Montana's industries. Even though CIB is mainly construction industry related, the innovation can be used in all industries in Montana to accomplish these goals.
The Main Street Montana Project. The 13 key industry networks, KIMS, are
energy and utilities, financial services, food and agriculture, health and wellness, housing and education, innovation and technology, interconnectivity and telecommunications, manufacturing, natural resources, nonprofit, small business and downtown, tourism, transportation.
CIB agent Ross Douglas will be attending the Housing and Construction Key Industry Network. CIB presents the Montana Department of Transportation 2016 Availability and Disparity Study, Facts and Fiction, What's It All About? Determining Whether There Is Evidence of Discrimination.
There is substantial qualitative evidence that a good old boy network negatively affects opportunities for businesses, including those owned by minorities and women.
There is quantitative information indicating disparities regarding entry and advancement as employees within the industry, disparities in business ownership for certain groups, disparities concerning access to capital and bonding, and certain disparities in success of minority and women-owned construction firms.
There's not a level playing field for minorities and women. Also, relatively more minority and women-owned firms report difficulties networking with prime contractors or customers, based on survey data.
CIV has the construction programs to assist prime contractors and DBE firms in maintaining a level playing field in the transportation department's contracts.
Contractors Information Bureau has been researching the disparity disposition and building solutions through our programs since 2000. The industry needs solutions that the disparity studies across the country's heavy highway markets is discovering. It's time to raise the level of expectations in the Montana construction industry. The CIB is leading the way. The Montana Contractor Trades Network, MCTN, presents Montana's Infrastructure 2017. Join our host, Rasta K. Douglas Waleed, CEO and innovator of the Contractors Information Bureau, CIB, and key industry network members of the Main Street Montana Project Housing and Construction, KIM, as they discuss Governor Steve Bullock's Build Montana proposal for the 2017 session, a $200 million investment that will be funded through a responsible mix of cash and bonds. The first show is Sunday, May 15th, 2016. At 7 p.m. on www.blogtalkradio.com/MCTN. Don't miss this show.
Hello, Ross Douglas. Welcome back to the show. The Main Street Montana Project, Housing and Construction, KIN. This is the audio radio report. There is a video report that is out. You must see it. It's on YouTube, youtube.com on the internet, /CIBTV. You can even type in CIB video report, Main Street Montana Project, Housing and Construction, KIN. It's a tribute. We're sharing and disseminating this information. We've got almost 20 minutes left in the show. We're halfway through the problem statements. We've completed one and problem statement one and problem statement two. Right now, we're going to get into one of my favorite ones, which is the problem statement number three. This is the housing part of the Housing and Construction KIN's problem statement. We've had professionals around the state. I'm in construction specifically. I own property in Montana. We're a landowner. I manage it through a trust. However, I am into home ownership. These are things that we need to even rental housing is so expensive. So let's get into problem statement number three. This is home ownership and rental housing is out of reach for many Montanans. Since 2006, the percentage of homeowners in Montana has dropped from 69.9% to 66.4%. Montana is one of the five states that does not fund housing development. Did you hear that? Montana is one of the five states that does not fund housing development. The others are Alabama, Arkansas, Idaho, and Rhode Island. Are we behind the times or what, Montana? Wow. We don't fund housing? Wow. Development? Wow. Alabama's still in the rear. Arkansas, Idaho, and Rhode Island. That means there are over 40-something states that do. In nearly every county, there is a shortage of housing for sale for Montanans. In some cases, overregulation has preempted common sense solutions that would make home development more affordable. And, of course, that data came from the Center for Community Change, the Housing Trust Fund project. The expense of meeting more stringent building codes, local development fees, and delays in approvals all add to the cost of homes. Incremental changes from various state agencies can have a substantial cumulative effect on a home price. Local interpretation of regulations causes variations in housing costs among jurisdictions and promotes urban sprawl as builders move outside of the city limits. Builders are opting to build homes on acre lots or develop less than 5 home sites to reduce their regulatory burden. The most recent data shows that the average annual income in Montana is $48,348. For this income, a home costing $170,489 is affordable, and monthly rent is of $993 is affordable. Businesses seeking to relocate to Montana refer to housing as an impediment to relocation. Let me read that over. Businesses seeking to relocate to Montana refer to housing as an impediment to relocation. That makes sense. Housing stock for employees within the desirable communities is a critical resource to future economic development. That information came from the U.S. Census Bureau. The data on American Community Survey, ACS 2009 to 2013, estimates compiled by the Census and Economic Information Center, the Montana Department of Commerce. To respond to the opportunities ahead, the KIN members are proposing the following. This is KIN Recommendation 3. Fund the Housing Montana Fund with an appropriation of $25 million annually to be used for low-interest loans for development of new homes and apartments and to preserve existing homes and apartments to developer, builders, and prospective homeowners. To provide rental assistance funded by savings in Medicaid and other state department budgets, mandating that discharges from an institution must be accompanied with rental support. Provide home buyer assistance, renovation of single-family houses, middle market housing development, infrastructure funding for development. Create a coherent state housing policy to include creation of a permanent Homes for Montanans champion within the governor's office at the beginning of the fiscal year 2017. Work with state agencies and the industry to access the life cycle impact of proposed regulations. Explore public and private funding options, including savings on Medicaid, corrections, and other supportive public funds. Serve as a resource for the state, Indian and local governments, and the legislature. Creating funding streams for housing, such as allowing targeted economic development districts, TEDDs, or TEDs, resort tax revenue to be used for housing. Rewarding good planning with tax increment financing, TIF funding. Innovative financing through the Montana Board of Housing to incent density and energy efficiency. Allow deferred equity, share financing. Let me read that over. Allow deferred equity, share financing, potentially using the Board of Investments and retirement funds as loan pools. Support home buyer education. Adopt the Uniform Manufactured Housing Act, UMHA, to give owners and buyers of manufactured homes the ability to have their homes classified as real property by following an easy-to-use, streamlined procedure. And what are the economic development benefits of this happening? The benefit of developing and preserving homes far reaches the actual home and family within that home. Job creation, income growth, as well as community stability are all credited to the development of housing throughout the nation. That information came from the National Association of Home Builders, April 2015, Housing Policy Department report. Now that is all of problem statement number 2. We've got less than about 15 minutes left in the show. We're going to take a quick break.
The Main Street Montana Project, Executive Order Number 04-2014.
Governor Steve Bullock initiated the Main Street Montana Project in early 2013 by enlisting the services of two of Montana's most respected and accomplished business leaders, Larry Simpkins, CEO of the Washington Companies, and Bill Johnstone, CEO of D.A. Davidson Companies.
The goal of the project was and is to create a dynamic private-public partnership to build and implement a business plan for Montana by Montanans, its strengths and challenges. The Main Street Montana Project Plan was released in early April 2014. It identifies five pillars upon which the plan is built.
Pillar 1, train and educate tomorrow's workforce today. Pillar 2, create a climate that attracts, retains, and grows businesses. Pillar 3, build upon Montana's economic foundation. Pillar 4, market Montana. Pillar 5, nurture emerging industries and encourage innovation.
Roz Douglas, CIB's innovator, sees the Main Street Montana project as an opportunity to serve the best interest of the entirety of Montana's industries. Even though CIB is mainly construction industry related, the innovation can be used in all industries in Montana to accomplish these goals.
Hello, this is Ross Douglas back. I'm one of the Main Street Montana Project Housing and Construction Kin members. We're on problem statement number 4. This is the last problem statement. We've got under 13 minutes left in the show exactly, so we're going to get through this fourth. This is a pretty bigger one. This is workforce development. Let me summarize this for you. Let's get started with problem statement number 4. The construction and housing industries require qualified, skilled, and educated individuals in order to meet the demands of growth within the state. There is a shortage of qualified workers within the industry. There is no coordination and communication between the housing and construction industry and the state's education institutions. The results are a shortage of qualified Montanans to fill good-paying jobs, and the lack of secondary and post-secondary education offered for job skills that are required for our growing economy. There are not enough workers to do the jobs in the housing and construction industries. Employers are not able to keep qualified employees on the job through project completion and ensure a continuity of workforce for prospective development. Because if a person is skilled, they move to a higher salary offered by the competition. Ideal employees need specific training on how buildings function, such as flashing, setting the grade, skilled trades work, and industry careers. Students in Montana are encouraged to go to a 4-year school, while 25% are not completing this education track. More emphasis should go towards encouraging students to go into the trades in Montana. The Department of Labor and Industry promotes trades in the Workforce Development Division, but it is not equally promoted in the K-12 environment. The construction industry is responsible for the fifth highest demand for private employees in Montana. We had that 200 million. We probably have been third, could have been the first. The South Central region for Montana alone projects an annual employment growth of 1,600 for insulation workers, cement masons, carpenters, and construction managers. Statewide, for the construction industry, the average job gain per year is 770. The projected job gains in the construction industry in Montana from 2014 to 2024 is over 6,500. The projected occupational demand in the construction and extraction occupations for 2014 and 2024 is 1,273 job openings each year. This includes 710 new jobs and 560 replacement needs. Carpenters, the second highest paid occupation, are one of the top 10 with the most job openings between 2014 and 2024. The average annual wage in 2014 was $39,610. There are 224 annual openings. First line supervisors of construction trades are among the high earning careers in Montana, with 87 annual openings and an average annual wage of $62,633. Construction managers are projected to have 38 openings per year and earn an average annual wage of $85,862. For the architecture and construction career cluster, there are total annual openings of 1,794.4 jobs. For architecture and construction career cluster, there are total annual openings of 1,794. That information came from the Montana Economy at a Glance, the Montana Department of Labor and Industry Research and Analysis Bureau. The 2015 employment projections for the state of Montana, 2015 to 2024, the Montana Department of Labor and Industry. There are work and learn programs that are effective in the marketplace that require additional support and offer workforce solutions to many employers as well as Montanans seeking good-paying jobs. Recommendation. The Ken recommendation. The governor's advisor on education will promote industry-focused educational policy and development of new programs. The education policy advisor will convene public education and private industry leaders with Montana Contractors Association, developers, unions, and higher education leaders to do the following. Develop scholarships for workforce development in the housing and construction industry to incent participation in work and learn programs. 2, create opportunities for focused career marketing, job fair outreach by the industry. 3, Montanans need reciprocating state for licenses. Review and consider changing regulations to improve recruitment efforts. 4, create licensing or credentialing process for construction employees to facilitate hiring and skill development. 5, explore incumbent worker programs and create a training tax credit for businesses in the housing and construction industries, not just small businesses, to assist employers with training and paying employees to grow within the industry. 6, develop a credentialing system for prospective employees required in the industry, including stackable credentials. Create a hands-on certification program. 8, leverage the Department of Labor Codes Bureau to educate the workforce. 9, explore sources of funding, such as the Montana Community Foundation. 10, increase awareness of apprenticeship and college high school transition. 11, create an early awareness of construction trades across gender boundaries. 12, maximize apprenticeship programs in the trades and industry workforce. 13, leverage existing on-the-job training programs in Montana to facilitate a cohesive policy and program. 14, encourage private, public partners to collaborate and solve workforce training issues within the industry. And 15, encourage apprenticeships to ensure additional labor needs in high school, junior college, and technical schools. 16, increase quantity and quality of workforce over the course of the next biennium. 17, create a strategic educational industry-focused workforce plan. 18, coordinate with kin groups to deal with this issue in the state. Great idea. 19, create a link between K-12 education and the industry. 20, pursue pursue dual credit in K-12 for apprenticeships in high school. 21. Appraisers require a 4-year degree plus 2 years of apprenticeships to work. There is a shortage in the market. 22. This education focus must also address the licensure requirements and discrepancies in licensure requirements. 23. Reengage the Gear Up program. And 24. Double the incumbent worker training program grant allocation from approximately $500,000 to $1 million each year. Double the incumbent worker training program grant allocation with approximately $500,000 to $1 million each year. The total allocation is spent within the first 6 months. By doubling these resources, this program could fully utilize and impact training of our workforce immediately. This program lives in the Department of Commerce and has fairly good and measurable data to measure its success. The economic development for all of these, the benefits of this recommendation mirror that of other key industry networks, including streamlining investment in education towards stable, good-paying jobs and increased job placement rates for Montana's young people. That is problem statement number 4. That is a good problem statement. Once again, this show is about the Main Street Montana Project, Housing and Construction Key Industry Network. But that particular issue was about workforce. We've got about 3 minutes left in the show. We've got just enough time for a workforce development advertisement.
CIB workforce development programs mean stronger apprenticeship programs. The demographics of the global workforce aren't going to stand still while businesses try to catch up.
We all want to work for a company that supports us, don't we? Whether it's encouraging the aging workforce to remain motivated and continue working, whether it's continuing to drive a volume of employees into specific market sectors, strong recruitment campaigns, imaginative retention strategies, employee engagement initiatives, flexible benefits, and work-life balance can be key ingredients in attracting and retaining talent now and into the future.
Let CIB verify that your apprenticeship programs are efficient. Every apprenticeship program should have dignity. Integrity is what they produce, or they get cut from budgets. Call Ross Douglas today, 406-266-8031, and get your program rolling like a rock.
Hello, we're back. We've got less than 2 minutes in the show. We're going to wrap it up. Oh, this is the first show. This is not the last. We have more to talk about. We didn't even get to the 84 other problems in the housing and construction industry. And it's not boring. Actually, the survey was just as enlightening. We got consumer protection issues. Mm-hmm. We've got issues dealing with contractor supervision, independent contractors doing things they shouldn't be doing, registered contractors upset with independent contractors. We're going to have the construction industry debates coming soon, okay? That will alleviate and put some of the issues on blast up front. We need that, Montana. All this laid back will not get this work done, okay? Now, we're going to leave the show today with a little bit about the upcoming show that is Sunday, May the 15th. It's about the infrastructure. So that's really the main topic. I'm going to leave the show here with something that is under 1 minute. Looks like we'll be able to get this one off, the Main Street Montana Project, Housing and Construction Can. Thank you all for listening to the show. I'm your host, Ross Douglas. Ken, member of the Housing Construction and CIB CEO and Innovator. Thanks for joining the show. We're going to leave the show with a little bit about the Main Street Montana Project. Thank you.
The Main Street Montana Project, Executive Order Number 04-2014.
Governor Steve Bullock initiated the Main Street Montana Project in early 2013 by enlisting the services of two of Montana's most respected and accomplished business leaders, Larry Simpkins, CEO of the Washington Companies, and Bill Johnstone, CEO of D.A. Davidson Companies.
The goal of the project was and is to create a dynamic private-public partnership to build and implement a business plan for Montana by Montanans, its strengths and challenges.
Good job, my son. Good job, Rasta.